Thank you very much, moderator, and the two chairs. I'm not sure that I really want to make a technical statement at this time. I did prepare one, but I really, really want to use this opportunity to congratulate colleagues, particularly the outgoing chair, the incoming chair, and my very dear colleague and the alternate focal person, Ms. Marianne Miko. Anna, the encouragement that you gave that brought us this far just shows the commitment that the committee has to raising the bar for women and girls. And Nala, you made sure that Meta made it here. And with Meta around the table, I think we have the confidence that the biggest artificial intelligence and technology companies would be listening and working with us. I do not want to repeat what others have said, but there are certain data that have compelled this work, which we must put on the table. First is that mobile gender gap, as at 2020, was 15% between women and men. It has remained the same 5 years later. And we know that about 327 million women have fewer access to mobile internet compared to men. That translates to job opportunities, skills, and ability to participate and engage in the new virtual digital world. We also know that the norms that guide the innovation circle are not, they're not gender friendly, and therefore you have fewer women and girls participating in creating solutions through digital technologies. We know that about a third of women entrepreneurs are owned by women, yet women-owned MSMEs are underrepresented in the emerging markets and negotiations for across the value chain. And we can hear when you're talking about procurement and deployment of AI, we do not have women, business women, around the table in sufficient number. And sadly, none of the 68 articles of the draft cybercrime resolutions addresses any issue about women, women in business, women's personal needs, women's safeguarding women, remunerating women, none of the issues that are listed in the business and human rights or in the CEDAW are addressed there. And therefore, we do need a little bit more accountability, and that is why this partnership is so unique. Finally, the choice to focus on energy transition and AI and technologies is very strategic because these two sectors underpin other sectors, and if we don't address them, we will see widening gender gaps in the future as we move into digital technologies. And we're hoping that we're able to move from voluntary approaches to business approaches using intersectionality, which is what the gender and the CEDAW stands for. I want to thank you all for your support, and for all our guests, thank you for showing up, and I hope this is the beginning of a very exciting journey. Thank you.